This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law, wrapping up its term with one of the most consequential cases in decades. The opinions run hundreds of pages, and we'll be bringing you news and analysis all morning, and in fact, all day long here at NPR News. Right now in our studio, we have NPR's Ari Shapiro. He'll be talking along with us, as well as NPR's Mara Liasson, about what we do know, even though this is very early in the game, these opinions were just released within the last half hour. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ari, let's start with you again. For those who have just picked up on this, what is the main game here?
Big headline. The vote is upheld thanks to Chief Justice John Roberts. I said the vote is upheld. The law, the health care law, is upheld thanks to Chief Justice John Roberts, who sided with the court's more liberal wing on a very narrow grounds. Instead of saying that the president had the authority, Congress had the authority to regulate interstate commerce, they said the Congress has the authority to levy taxes, and the penalty for people who do not have health care is, in fact, a tax. That way, the individual mandate requiring everyone to have health coverage by 2015 is constitutional.
So the majority, and it includes Chief Justice John Roberts, he, in a way, moved to the other side in this one. The majority took a small version, almost not noticed version by most of us out here, of the argument.
To uphold the law. What's so interesting is that when this law was being debated in Congress, Republicans said, this is a tax, this is a tax. The White House is trying to raise your taxes. The Democrats are trying to raise your taxes. And President Obama and congressional Democrats said, no, 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 no. This is not a tax. We're not trying to raise your taxes. And when they argued it before the Supreme Court, they said, you should uphold this law based on the Commerce Clause. But by the way, if you don't want to do that, this also happens to be a tax. And it turns out that's what saved them.
That's the argument relied upon by the Chief Justice, although the other four people in the majority opinion relied both on the Commerce Clause and on the Congress's power to tax. Isn't that right, Ari?
Exactly. And the four conservatives in dissent, led by Justice Anthony Kennedy, begin their dissent by saying, quote, in our view, the entire act before us is invalid in its entirety. So clearly, President Obama will be sending a big thank you note to Chief Justice John Roberts later today.
And could I go on just before we go on, because this is so interesting. How surprised will everybody be?
You know, I think everybody had expected that it would either be a 5-4 decision along classic partisan lines striking down the law, or people predicted it might be a 6-3 decision with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Anthony Kennedy joining the court's more liberal wing. There is a lot of surprise this morning that Justice Anthony Kennedy was in the dissent and Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's more liberal wing in the majority.
Leading the dissent, writing the dissent. Ari, what about this? The two of the most popular things about this bill, one of which started early, was that the question of whether the bill permits the older children of insured people to be covered under
their
parents' plan.
That survives.
That survives. And
also another very popular thing, that people with pre-existing conditions cannot be denied health coverage. That survives. In fact, the only thing that the court dramatically limited was the expansion of Medicaid, which in some ways was unrelated to these other provisions of the law. The expansion of Medicaid said, states, if you don't want to cover more people under Medicaid, then you lose all of your federal money for Medicaid. The court said, you can attach conditions to the money, but you can only withdraw the new money. You can't withdraw all the money if people refuse to expand Medicaid.
So the conditions only apply really to, I mean, under this ruling, the conditions only apply to the to new Medicaid money and
mm-hmm.
not to the money
exactly,
the states already
have. Exactly, for the expansion.
And that had something to do with an argument against undue burdening
of the states. Yeah, well, all of this on so many levels boiled down to states' rights versus the federal government, and how far can the federal government go in requiring the states to do one thing or another?
Now, here's the most interesting questions, it seems to me, are political questions. I wonder about how this is going to affect the campaign. I wonder about why we could only speculate that perhaps the Supreme Court is in some way trying to rescue its standing in the country by not taking such a controversial decision.
Well, if you're asking me,
and Mara Liasson, this is your moment.
Well, first of all, those things are impossible to know. It's really hard to know exactly what the political fallout will be beyond the most basic, simple top line of this, which is this is great for the president. Anything that was overturned in this law, whole or in part, would have been a bad day for him. Now, why the Supreme Court did this, why John Roberts did this, what his motivation was, there's going to be books written on that. I don't know if he's motivated by polling on the Supreme Court standing among people. I mean, the Supreme Court standing had fallen in the most recent, I think it was Gallup and Pew, had it coming down to about 37%, people having faith in it as an institution, about the same on par with the presidency, way above Congress. But that, who knows why John Roberts, who Barack Obama voted against when he was a senator, did in effect pull his fat out of the fire and save this law. Now, the political ramifications of this, it's hard to know. I think that up until this morning, I always felt that either way was a good day for Mitt Romney. Now the law's upheld. He says the only way we get rid of this is to elect me as president. The motivating factor for a lot of the Republican base is to get rid of what they call Obamacare. Now, the only way they do that is by coming out and voting for Mitt Romney.
Who would then have to go to Congress and get the law repealed.
That's right. That's right.
Which would not be an easy thing to do.
Well, if he'll have a Republican House, he might have a Republican Senate. Who knows? He can certainly do a lot to defund it, to cripple it. There's a lot a president and Congress can do. But so he still gets the motivating, energizing force of a defeat on his side. And the president gets not to have the charge made about him that he was a failure. He wasted 3 years. He took his eye off the ball of the economy. And he was a constitutional law professor who couldn't even figure out what was constitutional. I mean, all of that, those attack ads that were on the shelf are not going to be used against him.
Let me ask you another question. The polls have also shown that the Affordable Care Act, even for people it would seem to benefit, is not popular. The majority of Americans in some way, shape, or form are not happy with it.
The law as a whole has never been popular. Individual provisions are, and that's pretty much what the president has always campaigned on. Ooh, you know, Republicans want to get rid of keeping your kids on your policy till they're 26, helping seniors with money to pay for drugs, not allowing insurance companies to ban people with pre-existing conditions.
All of which is popular.
All
but
of which
the
is
mandate,
popular.
The heart of the law has not been.
Now, and the question is that now the mandate is gone as an irritant. The court said there's no mandate. There's no mandate. Nobody's forcing anyone to get health insurance. We're merely going to tax you if you don't have it. There is no mandate. No one's being forced to buy health insurance. You're merely being taxed just like we tax you in myriad other ways.
So the very fact that the ruling came out in this particular way, and also it now has the imprimatur, if you want, the approval of the Supreme Court. Do you think that will affect Mara? Do you think, and also Ari, do you think that will affect the general perception of this law? You've suggested certainly in one way.
Okay. I can imagine how it could, but every time we have said something was going to make the law more popular, we have been wrong. We said when the law goes into effect, when these popular provisions go into effect, the top line popularity of this law has never changed. So I would be very reluctant to say that the Supreme Court stamp of approval will change the popularity of the law.
Yeah, the Democrats keep saying, we're going to talk about this, we're going to sell this, we're going to make this popular. They keep failing to do it. Now they've got another tool in their arsenal to try to make it popular, but we'll see whether that has any effect.
Ari Shapiro, I'm Mara Liasson. Thanks very much for joining us. Of course, you're going to stay with us now because we're going to keep talking about this throughout the rest of Morning Edition and also throughout the rest of the day on NPR News.